Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to the Bible together, and then try and hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 92, verses 1 to 3. It's good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High. It is good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning, your faithfulness in the evening, accompanied by a 10-stringed instrument, a harp, and the melody of a lyre. Throughout the Psalms, we are continually reminded of how good it is to worship God. In Psalm 84, verse 10, the psalmist says that he would rather spend a single day in the presence of God than 1,000 anywhere else. Our verses today remind us of the importance of worshipping God throughout the day. Worship needs to be woven into the fabric of our lives. It isn't something that we can do occasionally or half-heartedly. It needs to claim the best of our energies and attention. Worship is of such huge importance because absolutely every aspect of life is affected by it. The thought of worship being confined to a couple of hours in church once a week is completely foreign to the Bible. When we worship, we declare the greatness of God and seek to bring our lives into line with His will. One of the most comprehensive definitions of worship was provided by William Temple, Archbishop of Canterbury during the Second World War. He wrote, "To worship is to quicken the conscience by the holiness of God, to feed the mind with the truth of God, to purge the imagination by the beauty of God, to open the heart to the love of God, to devote the will to the purpose of God." Those challenging words are worthy of very careful reflection, because all too easily what we do in church can be cheapened. Whatever style of worship we're used to, it's so easy for it to become a performance, which we judge by our own particular musical preferences. Although worship needs to be focused entirely on God, it's very easy for us to focus on the people who lead us and our reactions to their gifts and idiosyncrasies. True worship of the living God brings us to life in a way that nothing else can, and so we need to make sure that it becomes increasingly central to our lives, however busy we happen to be. Let me pray with you. Lord God, we ask you in the power of your Holy Spirit to give us a constantly renewed desire to worship you with all of our hearts. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.